The coronavirus outbreak has affected the work of Arizona's judicial system. Courts are trying to use technology when possible and are suspending some trials, at least through the middle of next month. Dave Byers is the director of the Administrative Office of the Courts. I spoke with him earlier about what's been impacted so far.
Well, you know, we process about 2 million cases a year. And so people who come to court know there's usually large crowds and lots of human activity at courthouses. So what's happened so far is the Chief Justice has issued orders allowing judges to postpone whenever possible court hearings. We've encouraged people who don't need to come to court to stay away. We've authorized judges to do most types of hearings by video or telephone. And there are no jury trials going on at this point, so we're not holding jury trials.
So what role is technology playing in all this? I mean, are there places where a judge could use video conferencing or some other kind of technology to conduct trials, or is that mostly pretrial stuff?
No, actually, well, we're not doing, say, jury trials right now, but I guess in theory it would be possible to do a bench trial, which means the judge is the one hearing the trial. It can be somewhat problematic to actually do a trial because you have to present evidence, and if the lawyers are remotely attending, that can be somewhat difficult. But we'll see. We have a group looking at, if this goes on for an extended period of time, what steps we can take to get back to as normal a process as possible. But in the meantime, we do have some pretty advanced technology. We're looking at adding some other technology that would allow a larger ramp-up of telephonic hearings because a lot of activity is pre-trial. It's activity that leads up to a trial. And so and our employees are able to work almost virtually. We have a number of tools in the Supreme Court, in the administrative office, that allow our employees to work from home or wherever they're at.
Is there a concern that by delaying jury trials, it'll create a backlog when they're able to start back up again?
Well, anything's possible. It's also possible that people will settle cases because there's no jury trials. You know, actually, our trial rate's very low. Only about less than 2% of cases that are filed actually go to a trial. And so most cases settle anyway. But it's possible that there'll be a backlog of those cases that are going to go to trial when we eventually do reopen. That's possible.
How do you try to balance taking the advice of the health department with some of the unique requirements of the judicial branch, including, for example, the right to a speedy trial, making sure justice is in fact done? It just seems as though you might have some other requirements than perhaps other areas of government.
Well, that's true. There are certain constitutional requirements that we have, and people have certain rights. Speedy trial rules can be postponed for a period, but there are activities that have to take place. So, for instance, people who are arrested and are in custody, we're still holding an initial appearance within 24 hours. Now, a lot of those can be done by video. A lot of our initial appearance courts operate with a video system into the jail anyway. And so that activity will continue because you have a right to come before a judge when you're arrested. So we do have some unique activities that we have to keep functioning. And right now today, courts are open. We're still conducting business, although it's a reduced amount of business.
How unique is this for folks working in the courts? It's obviously not really business as usual for anybody, but I wonder how unlike business as usual it is for the judicial branch.
Well, nobody's ever had a situation like this. You know, even with 9/11, the courts were closed for one day and then reopened. But there's never been an emergency in my lifetime like this. I've been working for the courts for 40 years. There's nothing like this has ever happened. It's not only the immediate problem, but it's looking down the road and saying, well, how long did this go on and how will we function if this goes on for an extended period of time? And I don't have the answers for all those things. People are trying to work through solutions and ideas at this point.
Trying to figure out contingencies for what happens when you are able to go back to a full workload?
That's right. If not full, even partial workloads, how do we continue? Because there will become a time where we do need to hold trials, so whether they're bench trials or jury trials, and other hearings have to take place. So we're putting what we can into place to handle even a ramped up level of activity. And then there's things like, you know, people are very concerned about evictions. And We've reached out to landlord attorneys, and most of them are indicating to us that they're going to hold off. They're encouraging their clients to not evict people if they can't pay rent due to lack of funds. But at the same time, there are statutory requirements that we have, and the courts don't have the authority just to completely cancel statutory requirements. And so we'll be working with the legislative leadership to see if we can't get some kind of emergency bill passed to give the courts more flexibility during this emergency, particularly if it's extended, goes on for an extended period of time.
Have any of those conversations taken place already?
Yes, there are conversations behind the scenes. I guess you'd say the legislators know that we're asking for help. I think they're trying to settle what the legislature is going to do, whether they're going to recess for a period of time or not. But at some point, when they're back working, we are asking for a broader authority than we have right now today.
Dave Byers is director of the Administrative Office of the Courts.